following scenes are non-canon. They are aspects of a possibility of what may or may not exist.
But what about my servant? Perfect.
What of him?
Do you not see? Do you not hear? Perfect Allure Bat. His very name is his greatest aspect. He believes in it and strives to be it. He is as perfect as he wants to be.
But he is not perfect. He is as flawed as the other lust bearers. His powers can be turned against him.
Not so, for he is perfect.
Maximus, I love you and everything you represent, but I feel you are arguing semantics based on your love for him.
I love all my creations. They are selfish and wonderful. I love them for what they are, which is what they choose to be. Perfect chooses to be perfect, and so I accept him as such. As a lust bearer yourself, you are arguing semantics, in my view. I am enjoying your frustrations. You are always one to solve the impossible puzzles, sly hot fox.
I cannot even begin to explain how incredibly crucial it is that Perfect be subdued. He is linked to a very powerful being, and I do not want him meddling in the whole affair.
I already know your game, Sly.
Of course, but then you must understand why I need his power.
Perfect has risen to the top, at least for the moment. He is stronger than even you. I side with the selfish and powerful. I side with Perfect.
I want his power.
And I love you for it.
I think not, Maximus. Love is sacrifice.
And sacrifice is power.
He sees us.
Yes, and I think he knows.
How did he find out?
Hedon, in its present state, could possibly be called the center point of the multiverse. It's all because of our communion with Raj. We are all bathing in the world surrounding us.
I see. It's Anthony. That bat is breaking the balance of the multiverse. Can you disrupt the flow from Raj somehow?
That might give us the upper hand on Perfect's power. I could sacrifice Raj. But what of Buddy? Will he not help?
He has been gone for quite some time. He has changed. And it seems your original quest has become undone. I think he must be busy dealing with the consequences from what I have read in his latest books.
Then there is more to this than Anthony.
Yes. There are now many things that could destroy the entire multiverse.
Then I shall see what I can do about Raj.
Nuke, Sly can't sacrifice Raj. It would make the cartographer's initiative a moot point.
Buddy.
Without a map of the multiverse, how could they spread lust throughout the multiverse? I don't think you understand how this works.
But, Buddy, what are you doing here?
Making sure you stay out of trouble.
What if I told you I already have a map of the multiverse?
What?
Have you forgotten what I brought with me into this world? It hasn't sat idle. It knows.
My sweet Perfect.
Your love for me is brighter than usual. I appreciate it.
But do you know why?
I suspect something has happened. I feel more confident than usual. I feel like the entire multiverse is at my command. And yet, I don't seem to have that power.
You are my precious lust bearer. You represent the lusts of the multiverse. Your mission was to spread lust across all the many dimensions. In you, I see this mission fulfilled.
I never knew, but it does not surprise me. I am, after all, perfect. But now I'm even greater than you, Maximus. I will take you, all of the lust bearers, and spread my perfect control to the multiverse. You will all love me and despair. Look into my eyes, Maximus. Give in.
What? No. This isn't what I... Yes. Of course, Perfect. I give all that I am to you. You are the god of lust now.
Of course I am.
You see, Maximus, this vision I've shown you, is it what you want?
Funny how just fucking around with Tex will change a character into something he isn't.
You're doing the same thing for me. I'd intended for you to change.
Either put up with it or back off. Defeating perfect isn't going to be as easy as you think.
You're mistaking my—
Ending this one now.
I just wanted you to know that I know.
Hmm?
Do you have anything to say?
I don't really care what you know. I'm doing just fine.
I'm happy for you.
You're helping to murder the lust bearers to gain the power of their circlets. I think that's pretty cool. I remember innocent thoughts, Bunny. What a fucking idiot. But I did not understand at the time how powerful she was.
You know, she still lives on through Sybil.
That's not the same.
Lust bearers never truly die. They live on within the machinations of the fat lust. Perfect, I need your help.
You also need my consent, which amuses me.
Plans have already been made to do so without your consent. They are a lot worse for you.
I defy them. I defy all who are not me. I am the favored of Maximus.
Perfect.
Sly, are you asking me to be selfless?
No, of course not. That would be the greatest sin.
That's what I thought.
The forces of the multiverse won't allow this imbalance to persist. If you fall now, you may be recovered. If you wait too long, you will be overwhelmed eventually. You are being offered salvation. I'm suggesting that you take it.
In my defiance of you, Slyheart Fox, I serve Maximus.
As do I.
I appreciate your existence, but I cannot help you.
I do not want your help.
Then why are you here?
I don't have a lot of choice at this point. Nuke's a powerful embodiment of lust. You know that. Give him what he needs to finish this quest, and I'll owe you again.
I have an infinite number of universes, but I keep the same character set between them. Sometimes they present themselves as slightly different, but in spirit they are the same. You're trying to destroy the body by disconnecting the tail.
Like a Prince Rupert's drop.
You know what I mean.
That's good. I like your funny words, Ratman.
Tell me everything! Tell me all the things that have led to me gaining this power, or I will leave! I have the crystal key. I will find a door and leave this place.
I am your leader, as chosen by Maximus himself. Stand down.
No! I am more powerful than you!
This isn't working.
It's Anthony.
There must be a way. There is no such thing as an impossible situation.
Wise words.
Very well. You are echoing the power of one named Anthony in another universe. He is stronger than you, but he will be defeated. That is his fate. He will not share this power with you either. Give us what we need, and we will see you safely through this.
And you know this how?
I am able to see the threads of fate converging. The path is very clear. Allow us to save you. Nothing to say, Rat?
Nope, this one didn't bother me.
Then we have an agreement here.
Wait, maybe I need to read this over again.
Oh my god. All right, since you're actually here, I'll explain it.
Ow! You poked me in the moob.
Perfect can't have the multiverse. If he gives up now, he won't be defeated later. That's the deal.
My bats.
You've got other bats. I've got the power of 5 lust bearers, Nuke's baked in defenses, my own power, and the power of story and plot behind me to make it happen. Nothing about this is easy, but it is true. So, how about it?
You fucking take out Anthony and Perfect will be a cakewalk, but then you won't need him anyhow. And now how do you like it? Pokey, pokey, pokey.
Oh dear, I'm being poked. Whatever will I do?
Shut up!
Wait, I just need to take out Anthony? Well, why didn't you say so? I can manage that without disrupting Nuke and Sly's new quest. I'll just get on that. Bye!
What? Wait!
Pray to me. Pray to me by my many names. Pray to me as Anthony. Pray to me as Kamazots. Pray to me as perfect. Pray to me because I am perfect. I am a flawless creation. I am the greatest thing in the universe. The one, the two, the three.
And for all those reasons, and more, I love you.
So be it.
Nothing but a nothing and not a thing at all.
Nothing can stop me.
You're right. And I am not a thing at all.
God, I love that cartoon.
Yeah, it was so great.
What the fuck are you guys...